Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, you know how I feel about pranks.
Yeah, you love to do them and then pretend like you didn't do them and blame someone else.
I don't know what you're talking about. But there are some people who take a practical joke too far. And that's what Johnny Depp is claiming his ex, Amber Heard, did. He's currently in court, as we all know, suing Amber for defamation. And during his testimony, Johnny alleged she once shit the bed as a prank.
Yeah, but Amber says she'd never do a bed poo for a laugh. She's blaming the dog. So sounds a little familiar, doesn't it, Arisha? Blaming someone else for your pranks?
I was like, blaming the dog. No, I mean, it sounds like the classic, my dog ate my homework. That always works.
Yeah, it sure does.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, May 17th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear, it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.
At this point, it's essentially impossible to go a day without hearing about the messy Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard trial. Mm-hmm. The two actors and exes are battling it out in court. And every day, I feel like we're hearing a new allegation or story from witness testimonies, but one that has truly made the rounds on the internet in meme form, in every kind of satire form, has been the fact that Johnny Depp accused Amber of shitting in his bed as a mean-spirited prank.
Yeah, this story has really stood the test of time. We all know by now Johnny is suing Amber for defamation and is asking her to pay up $50 million. He says he lost acting work after Amber wrote a 2018 op-ed in the Washington Post about her experience as a domestic abuse survivor. She never mentioned Johnny by name in the article, but it was pretty clear she was referring to him. The two were married in 2015 until Amber filed for divorce in 2016 after accusing Johnny of physically abusing her. And during Johnny's testimony, he alleged that Amber once defecated in his bed after they had a fight. He says she later confessed to his chauffeur that it was meant to be a joke, but obviously Amber denies the whole thing.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone other than a 15-year-old teenage boy admitting to doing something like this because it's just so juvenile.
Yeah.
But the bed poop incident allegedly took place back in April of 2016 at the penthouse in Los Angeles that Johnny shared with Amber. She was celebrating her 30th birthday at the time and claims Johnny was more than an hour late to the dinner party. And that's when a big fight broke out. Johnny, however, testified he'd been late because he was in a meeting with his financial advisors.
Yeah. So he claims that when he came home, Amber flew into a verbal barrage. Mm. Johnny testified that Amber hit him repeatedly and punched him in the face and says he took her by the shoulders and sat her down on the bed. He then told her he was leaving and asked her not to follow him. And Johnny says he then went to his house in West Hollywood.
I gotta say, talk about the luck of being so rich that you have two houses so close together.
Was literally just gonna say that. Like, we had a fight, so we went to our separate mansions and cooled off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just sucks. Like, when we have fights, I have to just go to the other side of the room.
Yep.
So unfair.
Yeah.
So the day after their big fight, Amber left with a friend to go to Coachella, the music festival. And Johnny says he took this as an opportunity to head back to the penthouse and get some of his stuff. But his bodyguard, named Sean Bett, told Johnny it wasn't a good time to go over and said there'd been poop found in his bed.
Yeah. So when he testified, Johnny said he asked Sean to drive him to the penthouse because he knew Amber would be gone for 2 days and he wanted to get some things that were precious to him. Mm-hmm. It was at this point that Sean showed Johnny an image on his phone sent by the housekeeper. Johnny said it was a photograph of the bed, our bed, and on my side of the bed was human fecal matter. He says his initial response was to laugh, saying it was so outside, it was so bizarre and so grotesque that I could only laugh. And during a 2020 libel case that Johnny brought against The Sun for referring to him as a wife beater, he told the British court he had been texted the photos of the poop in his bed. And when he received the photos, Johnny responded with, "Not sure I've laughed that hard for years. At least the photos are hilarious." The Sun's lawyer also claimed at the time Johnny had referred to Amber as Amber Turd and Amber in the Dumps.
Mm. Great play on words there.
Yeah.
I mean, it rhymes. I don't hate it.
I don't either.
And although Johnny says it seemed obvious to him that a human left the shit in his bed, Amber blames it all on their dogs, Pistol and Boo. But Johnny says this is ridiculous and claims they could never leave a mess that size. In court, he said, she brought up the fecal matter on the bed. She tried to blame it on the dogs. They're teacup Yorkies. They weigh about 4 pounds each. And he added, I lived with those dogs. I picked up their funk. It was not the dogs.
Yeah, so Johnny's housekeeper, Hilda Vargas, had previously testified about the feces. In 2020, Hilda submitted a written statement to the British court as part of the libel case against The Sun. And in her statement, Hilda said she was horrified and disgusted when she found the poop in Johnny's bed and said, it was clear to me that this was human feces. I knew that the feces could not have come from either of Mr. Depp's or Ms. Heard's two small dogs. Did you look at the picture of the poop?
I did. It's like, first of all, the picture is not that great. I don't know what made him laugh so much. I was like, is this actually, am I looking at the actual picture of the poop?
It's really hard to see the poop.
It is. It looks like a still from a movie. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what, I can't tell how big it is, unfortunately,
that's
from the photo.
Same. And it almost looks like there's like a kind of like a, not to get too graphic, but it looks like there's a streak, which I've seen animals do, obviously. So I don't know that I could, in a court of opinion, I don't know that I could say definitively this is human versus animal.
Yeah, it's hard to tell for sure.
I just think that it's one of those things where at any point in their lives did they think that they would have court record of them discussing defecation?
Probably not. No. And did we ever think we'd be on a podcast discussing it? No.
No.
You know, it's crazy.
Your dreams can come true even when you don't
know
they're your dreams.
Yeah.
So even though Amber told Johnny it was the dog's fault, Johnny claims she basically admitted it was her who had done the infamous bed shitting. Starling Jenkins III, who worked as Johnny's executive chauffeur and security guard, took the stand last month and testified Amber told him about it when he drove her to Coachella in 2016, which was the day after her fight with Johnny.
Yeah, and while driving her to the festival, Starling says they had a conversation pertaining to the surprise she left in the boss's bed. He clarified the surprise was the defecation and testified Amber told him it was a horrible practical joke gone wrong. And in a statement to the British court back in the 2020 libel case, Johnny claimed Amber had confessed about the incident to his estate manager, Kevin Murphy. He said Amber had referred to it as a harmless prank and said she was thereby effectively acknowledging that she had been responsible, whereas she had previously sought to blame our dogs.
Mm. And now,
poor dogs.
I know, innocent in this mess.
Yeah.
But now Amber has taken the stand in court, and she's saying she doesn't ever remember having a conversation with Starling, claims she never admitted to leaving the shit in Johnny's bed. While on the stand, her lawyer, Elaine Bredhoff, asked if she had tried to pull a prank on Johnny, and Amber responded, absolutely not. She said, first of all, I don't think that's funny. I don't know what grown woman does. I was not also in a pranking mood. My life was falling apart. I was at a crossroads in my life. I was really serious. She went on to say, and I had just been attacked on my 30th birthday by my violent husband, with whom I was desperately in love and knew I needed to leave. It was not really a jovial time, and I don't think that's funny, period. That's disgusting. Amber also clarified she doesn't think one of her friends would have pooped in Johnny's bed as he had suggested, saying, that's not something a bunch of 30-year-old women think is funny. What is he talking about?
I mean, Arisha, do you think talking about poop is funny?
No.
Okay.
I know a lot of our peers do, but I've never found...
I'm just wondering, as a 30-year-old woman, just
do you find it funny?
Love it. No, I'm just kidding. I pooping in someone's bed? No, I don't think that's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyone that thinks that's funny... I'm questioning where their humor lies.
Yeah. So Amber also testified that one of their dogs had bowel control issues after ingesting marijuana as a puppy, and the dog would often burrow in their beds and sometimes have accidents. And she said the dog was on the bed while she was packing, so a bathroom accident could have been overlooked when she and her friend left. And during the 2020 libel case in the UK, the judge did rule it was unlikely Amber or one of her friends had pooped on the bed. The judge said it was Ms. Heard who was likely to suffer from the feces on the bed, not him. And during her recent testimony, Amber said she wanted to move on and talk about the issues that we should be talking about, meaning the issues with Johnny at the time of the incident. She said, our marriage was over and falling apart in front of our eyes, and added, I couldn't believe he wanted to talk about feces.
My whole thing about all of this, do you remember the movie Just Go With It? With Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. And they refer to shitting or pooping as a Devlin.
Yes.
Is I really wanted the court to be like, we're going to just call it Devlining because we have to say it so many times. I've never said this word so many times in a 10-minute span.
Well, here's my thing about the dog issue. So I looked it up because I was curious, like, are there long-term effects from a dog congesting marijuana by accident? And according to the UC Davis Veterinary School, there is not.
Reputable.
There are not long-term effects. So this thing about, like, she had bowel issues because she ingested marijuana 3 to 4 years prior is kind of weird. But also—
I don't know.
What?
It just seems like, have the dog poop.
Well,
and compare
it. Well, she was saying that they would leave the dog on the bed because the second you would put the dog on the floor, it would poop. So is that true or did it poop in the bed? So I'm like, what's the story? And why is everyone talking like this is a Shakespeare play?
I want this dog to be on the stand.
Yes.
Like, that's what I need. I need to see this dog get cross-examined. An interpreter, I want to see the notes from the court stenographer as the dog gives its testimony, because I just feel like it's an innocent victim and it deserves to defend itself. This is America, after all.
I hate to take a sad turn, but is the dog still alive?
I don't even want to think about that.
Okay.
I can't think about dead dogs right now.
I know, that's fair, but I was just asking.
Get your pet psychic. She can interpret it.
I will.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.